What's up, party people? This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This podcast discusses the lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We have our own unique experiences, and this is the place to discuss it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I'm on the microphone. This is your boy, D-Love, Damon Bolden. This is an adult informational podcast for a mature audience. All views expressed are based on our personal experiences. This podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice. I'm so glad to be on the microphone once again. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. So grateful to get all the emails that I got over the last week or 10 days or so. So I got a few things to talk about. As always, if you'd like to join our interracial Facebook group, just hit me up. E-A-R-L-B-O-L-D-E-N, Earl Bolden on Facebook. I know I said my name is D-Love, my name is Damon Bolden, but I use my middle name for that Facebook page. So if you're trying to get a hold of me, want to friend me, and want to get added to the group, that's the place to do it, E-A-R-L-B-O-L-D-E-N. Somebody just recently said to me, well, there's a bunch of Earl Boldens on Facebook. You recognize me, bald head, black suit, red background. You'll find me. You'll find me, be a big list of all my friends are lifestylers, so you'll be able to pick me out of the crowd of Earl Boldens if you need to do that. So if you need to friend me, you need to get a hold of me, you need to get a hold of us about an event or anything else like that, certainly shoot us an email. I get a lot of emails. weswinglv@gmail.com, weswinglv@gmail. And if you friend me and you want to join our MeWe page, which has no restrictions like Facebook does, and you want to post something racy or you want to see something racy from some of our hot ass members in the group or some of the crazy wild stuff that we post on the MeWe, just shoot me a message and say you want to be in the MeWe group if you're already a MeWe member. And then I will, this has been a lot easier to do. What I'll do is send you the link to our group, and then that way I can add you, because it's a little MeWe's a little confusing. It's been a little bit difficult to navigate at first. Once you get it, it's no problem. You can post. We have a chat group. The membership is growing. It's cool, but it's a little hard to get into. You can get the MeWe app. It's free, so it's no cost to you. There's no membership. It's just like anything else, Facebook, Instagram. It's just that you can post all the shit that you can't post other places. So with that said, you know how to get a hold of me if you want to join the Facebook group. Now you know how to get in the MeWe group. And you also now know how to get a hold of us if you need email, weswinglv@gmail.com. Folks, I'm so ready and excited to start the show today. Got a couple little topics. Let me start this off with the party that's coming up in June. I keep on throwing that out there, man, because the funds are starting to come in. We have the venue secured. We've been had it secured for a long time. It is going to be a great event. By the time the party kicks off on June 26th, Vegas will be wide open. So there'll be so much stuff to do, man. There's a new hotel downtown called Circa. I think it's got the largest sports book in the world outdoors. Pools everywhere, heated. It's just nice. I mean, you can come down, hang out at the Link. You can go to MGM Park. Every time, we don't go to the Strip that often, but every time we do, there is something new to see. So come on out to Vegas, man. Have a good time with us. Our big summer fuck COVID kickoff party is June 26th. Hit me privately if you want to stay at the hotel on the strip where the event is going to be. I'm not just throwing out the name of the hotel because, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Every once in a while, I get somebody call the hotel asking about the party. Please don't call the hotel, okay? Get all the information from us. We'll work all that out for you. We have a giant 3,000 square foot party suite just for y'all to play in, okay? My wife and I have a room someplace else in the hotel that we'll be staying in. So the party suite is going to be just for our people that come into town to play that week. We have the party suite from the 20th to the 26th. So if you come in early, you come in a few days before, you want to hang out, you don't want to get your fuck on in your own room, you want to use the party suite, it'll be available to you. Okay, so come out and have a good time. This is going to be the summer party of the year, I feel. And man, I want y'all to come out and enjoy yourselves. We're looking forward to everybody. We've been getting a lot of people that have already paid, people that have been making their arrangements, that have been getting the information for the hotel. They're getting things lined up, people that are coming in town. And I'm almost guaranteed that everybody who lives in town is going to be at the party. It's going to be, man, it's going to be the throwdown. You know what I'm saying? So come on out. Have a good time. This is going to be the summer party kickoff of the year, okay? Summer Bash 2021. Let's put 2020 behind us, and let's get this 2021 going. As I say again, you know, this is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. We are an interracial group, but that does not mean, I don't know how many times I have to say this, that does not mean that all are not welcome. We're not about exclusion. We're about inclusion. Okay, let's all mix it up. Whether you a white couple, a black couple, a Hispanic couple, an Asian couple, man, come on, let's mix this thing up and let's have a good time. Okay, life is short and we're about having fun. Now I'm gonna kick this podcast off with a little bit of. It's not a housekeeping tip, but it is a housekeeping tip. If you're new to the lifestyle, or if you just, man, not do it, sometimes you got to do right. You know what I'm saying? Let me explain this to you, what happened and how this particular little situation had to be dealt with. And it's just an informational thing so that, you know what, we all on the same page, because we're here to take care of each other and love each other and party with each other and have a good time. So you don't want to have any negative feelings or distractions or things that would really drag the lifestyle down. Okay. So let me get into this a little bit. So last weekend on the MeWe page, I posted a picture of the play weekend that we had. And, okay, so first let me get into this. So a couple came into town that I play with about once a year. And a husband and wife from the Midwest. And the husband said, you know what, this time when you come into town, my wife would like to get at about three or four guys, brothers. But yeah, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? No problem. I'll line it up. So as it got closer to Saturday evening, we were going to get together. You know, I started getting a hold of my boys, and one of my partners, he's in a band. His band was playing. He wasn't available. No worries. Call my ace, my road dog, Tone. I can't remember if he was in Arizona this weekend or if he was, for some reason, I don't think he even hit me back. So I'm going down my list of my guarantees. Like, there's some guys that I could call for a gangbang or a blow bang or whatever the case may be, and they're going to show up. Reliable, hard chargers, play hard. you know, they know what they're doing. And I got a list of four or five dudes that are on, you know, on my playlist. Like, hey, man, female's coming to town. She wants 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you in or you out? This particular Saturday, I just couldn't. Everybody has something else to do. I just couldn't get anybody lined up. I'm like, man, what is going on? You know, and my boy, he was like, hey, you got him lined up? You got him lined up? What's going on? My wife's really excited. I was like, man, I'm having a, it's one of them weird weekends where I'm having a hard time getting the crew together. So at the last minute, a dude not really on my top tier list, but a dude that I know, I've played around him before. I've played with his girl before, and we kind of run in the same circle. Not really, but a little bit. Like, we know some same people, and sometimes we end up quite often at the same parties. So I hit him up, like, last minute. I was like, hey, man, can't get a hold of nobody. Want to know if you want to jump in on this. My man brought his wife into town. They're staying at the Palms. I can't get a hold of nobody. Want to know if you're interested in. He, man, my man is like, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I'm like, phew, kind of got me off the hook. At least there'll be two of us, because she was expecting like four. So I'm like, all right. So I get over to the hotel. My man is already there. That's good. That's a good sign. You know, punctual. You know, I'm not the most timely motherfucker out there, but very punctual. Showed up on time. We had a good time. We played. He left. I continued. I stayed another couple hours and played. All good, right? No harm, no foul. So, the picture that I posted in MeWe was of me on top of this lovely female, and he was kind of off to the side, but you really couldn't see him. It was almost kind of like a shadow photo. And I didn't really think nothing of it. You know, I'm always respectful of people if they say, hey, no pictures, or don't picture, post a picture of me. We always ask. My wife takes a lot of pictures when we're at the party. But we're very respectful. We ask people, hey, if you don't want to be in any pictures, if you don't want it, you know, anything posted on the site, hey, just tell us. We'll crop you out. We'll cut you out. We won't take your picture at all. We're not trying to put, you know, people have lives and families and responsibilities. And this is supposed, the lifestyle is supposed to be a fun thing. Okay. We don't want to put you in any harm or jeopardy with your family or your employment. That's fucking ridiculous. So I posted this pic. And like I said, my man was, I'm on top of the female. And my man is a little bit off to the side, and it's kind of shadowy. You really couldn't even tell who it was, I guess, unless you really, really, really knew the person. Excuse me. So I post a pic, no harm, no foul. And like 60 seconds later, in my instant messenger, hey man, I'd appreciate it if you take that picture down, man. I ain't mad. No worries. Okay. Bet. You know, I don't ask people what their reasons are. Ain't none of my concern. My man don't want a picture up with him in it. I'm going to take it down. So what I did is I immediately took the picture down, cropped it so it was just me and her, and I reposted the pic. All good, right? He ain't in the picture. I'm in the picture. The female's in the picture. She don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So it was good. About 2-3 minutes later, here's where the problem lied. I get a message from my man, and he was like, hey, man, listen, if my wife contacts you about this picture, tell her we was at such and such so place. Nah, motherfucker. I don't get down like that. Listen, if you doing dirt, do not ask me to cover for you. Fuck you. Let me make this clear to y'all again. If you show up to a party where I'm at and you're not supposed to be there, or you fucking around with someone else that you're not supposed to be fucking around with, none of that is any of my business. But do not ask me to lie for you. Let me make this clear again, because I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. Do not ask me to cover up your shit. This is the lifestyle. The lifestyle is designed for you to be able to have your cake and eat it too. So you really got yourself in a pickle if you're trying to have your cake, eat it too, and then fuck around on the side. What you do in your personal life is none of my fucking business, but don't involve us. That's a problem. So my man wanted if his, she did not, okay? So to conclude the story, she did not contact me. But he thought that she may, because he thought she may or may not have saw the picture before I took it down. And to cover his tracks, because apparently he wasn't supposed to be there, or I don't know. I guess he wasn't supposed to be there, or he said he was going someplace else. I don't know. I can't get in the mind of somebody else. I don't know what the issue was with that. But he asked me to lie to his wife about the circumstances of him in that picture. I don't do that. Listen. I don't cover for motherfuckers, period. Okay? Lying in the lifestyle is, it just fucks up the lifestyle. We are here to enjoy ourselves. We love sex and sexual experiences and sexual contact and naked bodies and all the things that bring us pleasure or joy. Okay, this is all about pleasure. It's about sexual pleasure and stimulation and fantasies. It's all supposed to be good. It's not a job. It's not work. It's not stressful. There's no stress in relieving your tension through sexual activities with good-looking men and beautiful women. What is the fucking problem? But when you are in the lifestyle and you are doing dirt, people are not gonna wanna fuck with you. Okay? So, lesson learned. I'm not gonna call this person out. He knows who the fuck he is. I'm not gonna sugarcoat the shit. When I say fuck you, fuck you. I'm not doing that. I'm not lying for you. And I'm a little insulted that you would ask me to. We not boys. Okay? I got my aces. And if my ace comes to me and says, hey, man, I was supposed to be at point A and I was at point B. Because he's my ace, I'd be like, don't tell me anymore. And then I can't tell no lie because I don't know. I'd be like, dude, don't tell me. Don't tell me. If it's something that you trying to keep a secret, just don't tell me. Because we cool like that. We got it like that. He'd be like, hey, man, I'm just going to blink my eyes and shake my head. And then I'll be like, well, baby, I don't know. He didn't tell me. Then I don't know. And you ain't got me caught. But if you ask me to lie for you, it's going to be a no. All right. People, keep this light. Keep it fun. Have a good time. Don't bring extra drama to your life like that. Now, you know, good thing she didn't contact me. But now he's, you know, you got a guy out there trying to cover his tracks and be in the lifestyle. It's too much work. It's too much work. Why you want to lie? It's too much work. Don't, you know, be good to your partner. Sit down with your significant other and tell them what your thoughts and feelings are and what you want to do and why you want to do them. Come up with a plan and fucking work it out. Okay, don't hide. No, it never ends well. It never ends well. I shouldn't have to say this. Y'all know it. Everybody in a lifestyle has been in a relationship where they may or may not feel like they was getting what they needed from the relationship. It happens. But if you're in a long-term committed relationship, you got to be able to talk with your partner. And sometimes your partner is not going to like what you have to say. Okay? So me and my wife talk about a lot of stuff. Sometimes she don't like what I had to say, but it's the truth. Sometimes I don't like what she has to say, but it's the truth. We can work through it when there's no deception. Now, when there's some deception in the shit, that's when it's a fucking problem. I don't need no headache. And I'm human just like y'all. And I'm sure y'all don't need any headaches either. So, communication in the lifestyle is the key, people. Communicate with your significant other, your wife, spouse, girlfriend, lover, side chippy, whatever you got to do. I've told my son this many, many times when it comes to women. And I feel this is true, and that's why I put it out there. Son, she can call you a lot of things as long as she can never call you a liar. Okay? Now, I'm not perfect. Have I lied in the past? Of course I have. I'm human. I make mistakes. But over the years, now many, many years, do I lie to my wife? No. Because she's good to me. And she takes care of me. And she allows me to go hard in the lifestyle, whether we play together or I play by myself. She's like, get after it. But our rule is no secrets. That has to steadfast. Have I made mistakes? Obviously. Has my dick led me down a path where sometimes I probably shouldn't have went? Probably. But I stay true to the game and I stay true to my missus, and that keeps me out of trouble. Okay? She rarely says no to me. And that's why I love her so much. But we would have some difficulties in our relationship if she felt like she could not trust me. The lifestyle is about trust. Okay? When you see your man laying the pipe down to a woman good, it'll make you think a little bit. When you see your woman, your wife, your lady, your girlfriend really getting digged down by a dude, it'll make you think a little bit. But you got to be true to yourself, what your rules are, stick to your plan, and be true to the game, and you will be okay. So that was my little story from the past weekend. And I'm sure I'm going to have more stories to come. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. I'm so happy to talk to y'all, man. And I'm so appreciative of all the emails I get and everybody who listens. And I just want to keep throwing some content out there. I try to throw it out as much as I can. We get busy over here, but I always got a story to tell because we always plan. Okay? Y'all know about the party. So I keep throwing out the post on Facebook and in MeWe and talking about it. June's going to come fast. Okay, I know it's only March, but June's going to come fast. We got a lot of space, but you'll be surprised at the last minute. It'll fill up like no other. So I'm really just throwing this out for people that are coming out of town because I want them to be able to make arrangements and have a good time. I got people coming in from all over Switzerland and France and man, they just coming from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good time. And we got a bunch of good people in our group. And So, man, let's just get after it and swing hard. If for some reason, let me throw this out there real quick before I end the podcast. If you don't get the opportunity to come out to our party and you on the East Coast or you leaving down south or something like that, and you get a chance to head down to Hedo, our party is June 26th, but the day before that, I'm throwing a pool party on the 25th, and it's going to be a meet and greet on the 24th. So this is going to be a week of play. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it right. We want everybody to come out and have a good time. But if for some reason you don't get to come to our party, Jay Nina, I don't know if you're in their group. Their group is called Thick City, and they are going to be in Hedo starting June 25th, okay, a day before our big party, and that ends July 3rd. So that party is also going on in Hedo. So if you trying to get down to Jamaica and do your thing, they're going to be down there doing that, and that should be a hot party. What I'm trying to do is end our party on the 26th, get a day of rest on the 27th, and then I'm trying to hop down to Hedo myself, get down there maybe the 28th and round out their party as well. So there's going to be a bunch going on this summer. I never have my man's information in front of me. I got to write it down. You'll see if you go in our group, you'll see another flyer for the end of July. I think it's July 24th. There's another hot party coming up as well. I will put that in my notes so that I can throw out all the information on the next podcast for him. I'm sorry, brother, that I don't have your information in front of me, but his flyer is in our group. About my wife just said that party's July 31st. And that's my boy Ivory. See, my wife always hooks me up. She hears me up here on the microphone stammering and stuttering, but she keeps me straight. That's why we together. She keeps me straight. Ivory, my boy, he in the group. Look him up. He throwing a party in July. That should be hot as well. So there's a bunch of things coming up. People, we love y'all. We looking forward to seeing y'all. Hey, by the way, it's going to be a real hot party this weekend. We packing up here in just a little bit later this afternoon. There's gonna be a hot little couples party in Mesquite, Nevada, and we're gonna head down there and check that out. So I'll give y'all some blow-by-blow details of that party that's going on tonight. I'll let y'all know how that went next week when I do the podcast. So peace to y'all, love y'all. Obviously I'm trying to do the podcast, and our home alarm is going off because my wife is opening the door. So she down there being rude.
You being rude, honey.
It's all good. It's all good. Peace, people. We'll holler at you soon.